From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
The crowd is on its feet here at Chicagoland Speedway. They're side by side. Dixon on the low side. Castro Nevins on the high side. Mark James are going to head to turn number two. Locked with those wheels. Side by side as they head to the back straight.
Can Elio get a push from Ryan Briscoe? Briscoe tucked right up behind him. Literally trying to shove Elio into victory lane for the final time. They're at a turn number four.
Dixon on the inside. Elio on the outside. His teammate right behind him. Here they come to the line. It's going to be Dixon, is it? Dixon is going to win it by 1/1000th of a second.
But upon further review Sunday following the Peak Indy 300, a video replay showed it was actually Castro Nevins, not Dixon, who crossed the line first. The margin of victory also adjusted to 33/10000th of a second, the second closest finish in IndyCar Series history.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. This is Steve Mortland along with Tom Glitherow, Sherry Berg. You'll be hearing a lot more IndyCar racing action here on North Sound 1380 in 2009 as this radio station has really stepped up. And we're going to cover racing not only locally on North Sound Racing, but nationally with NASCAR and the IRL like we have not done before. So things are looking up for us here in 2009 here at the radio station. Our next guest I like because, A, he's a really nice young man. Had a chance to meet him at South Sound Speedway last season, but he also goes by the nickname Ace, and I don't think you can go wrong with anybody that operates by the nickname Ace. His name is Andrew Cadell. He started in go-karts way back in 1998, raced karts for 4 years, won 3 championships, recorded 28 wins, 57 podium finishes, and five track records in 80 race starts. He is the 2008 Ford Mustang Challenge champion. He'll debut in the Grand Am Coney Sports Car Challenge at the Daytona International Speedway coming up on January 23rd, and it's a pleasure to welcome Andrew Ace Cadell to the show. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing great.
Can you live up to that humongous introduction I gave you, my friend?
I don't know about that one.
You're going to have quite a cool time coming up, but you had a pretty fun time in 2008 as well. Tell us about 2008 and then what you got coming up here in a couple weeks in Daytona.
Yeah, 2008 was a great year. You know, we started off the season thinking we were going to go to the Mazda MX-5 Cup again. And then plans changed, and we decided we had money for about 3 races to go to the Ford Racing Mustang Challenge. And we said, well, let's try it. Maybe we can get out in front of some people and maybe get picked up for the rest of the season possibly or something like that. And, you know, going out there, and we won the first 2 races and finished second and third one. And our dream came true. We got picked up by Stable One Racing and got to finish out the season and had a chance to win the championship. And with winning the championship, along comes a ride in the Coney Challenge Series at Daytona in a Ford Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually just got back from the test days about a week and a half ago. We went down there and tested Daytona for the first time, so that was a pretty cool deal to go down there and race on that famed track.
Now, how was it the very first time that you went into turn number, I guess it would be turn number 3. Don't you go down the entire backstretch on that?
You actually, there's a bus stop back there. We actually do a little, like, a chicane.
Uh-huh.
You turn in, but you're still, I mean, we were going into turn 1 through the trioval at 162 miles an hour.
Well, bet you had your big boy pants on there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've only done 140, and, you know, to be in that thing and run 162 miles an hour is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Tom, you got a question for Ace?
Well, I don't know. I was just going to say, coming down in the corner at 162 miles must be pretty cool, but I remember the first time it came through the tunnel and you look back at turn 4. Tell our listeners kind of what that must have been like when you're going to Daytona and you're going to run there.
Yeah, it was. We actually got there a day early, and we went down and did the Daytona USA tour around the track. So we actually got to go out in the little trolley thing around the under the banking. And, I was sitting on the closest to the banking, and I was looking up at this. I was like, man, that's a lot of banking. It's about 31 degrees, I think it is.
And you were probably going at least 12, 15 miles an hour when you're going around there in the trolley.
It looks big. And this is the first time we come out of, because you run the whole infield before you actually get to the banking there at Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of turn 6, you get up on the banking and head into turn one. And I, you know, you don't get right up on the banking. You actually have a flat section. I was just looking at the banking there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. And, you know, I had a good time and, you know, running that. You know, you would think NASCAR, they run four wide around that track. I mean, it's only 30 feet wide. It's not, it's pretty crazy.
Now, you are going to be driving a Ford Mustang FR500C. And was looking at some of the, it's a 5-liter, what they call a Camer engine. And it says it represents the next step up in the Ford Mustang racing ladder from the FR500S. How many, tell us about the car. How many, what's the horsepower? What are you climbing into for an hour and a half there?
It has 425 horsepower compared to the Mustang Challenger, which had 325.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a fair amount of horsepower, and they run Hoosier tires instead of the BF Goodrich. So they're a little harder, so it's a lot harder to get the thing hooked up. But the cars handle really pretty much the same. It's just the tires are a little different. And the Mustang Challenge has the splitter in the wing, and that helps out more with aerodynamic than you actually think. And so the thing handled pretty much differently than the FR500S.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you personally drive a pretty sweet Ford Mustang that they might have left you for Christmas?
No, actually, I drive a part of the Ford family. I drive a Mazda, actually.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, like Ford's going to be giving out any Mustangs at Christmas this year, huh? Exactly. So after you get done with Daytona, what do you got planned?
You know, that's the one race we got already. We got a couple options out there. We're talking with a couple people to possibly go back to the Mustang Challenge. Then we also got an option where we're talking to a couple guys. They want to, if we can get some cars, they might, they'll help us out for the rest of the season to run Coney Challenge and finish out that year.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some options there, but it's just, you know, like anything, it always takes time to get the stuff going, so.
Well, you are you still living, you're living in Graham, Washington now, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and when do you flying back to Daytona, you get to ride back with the crew? Tell us about that whole
fun
and
we're
games.
Flying back, we fly in there on the 21st,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to stay there throughout the whole week and actually stay and watch the 24 hours of Daytona too. So,
oh, cool!
We'll see how that be at that track when that race starts and watch some of those cars go into turn one. It'll be pretty cool.
It will. And another thing I wanted to kind of spend, we were trying to get Bill Bailey on the line because he wanted to say hi to you, but. Talk about the times you had in the Northwest Legends series, because I know it was a pretty cool time for you. It helped you a lot as far as car setups go, and kind of briefly just talk about your days back in the Bandoleros and in the Legends.
Yeah, it was fun. We knew I used to, one of my really good friends from go-kart days was Mitchell Furter,
mm-hmm.
and he was racing the Bandolero series and was talking really good about it, so we decided to get one of those and go out and race it, and we had a really good year the first year. And then we were talking with another one of my friends from go-kart was Matt Barrett, and he said they had a car already, and we're like, well, let's step it up and go do that thing, try it out. And so we ran that for a year, and then, you know, I really like the circle track racing, but, you know, running go-karts since I was 9 years old, I really loved the road course kind of style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like the circle track atmosphere. Is totally different than what I had been used to. But, you know, we always wanted to get back into road course racing than anything. So it was a foregone conclusion that we were going to go back into road course racing, but we wanted to get out there and expand and go into some different stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like...
But it's all a part of how you got to where you're at today. And on behalf of all of us, man, I'm really proud of you for what you're about to accomplish. It's going to be a great time being down there in Florida in the sunshine. You get to hang around, like you said, for the Rolex race. And that's when Daytona really comes alive. And there's a couple of things that really make it happen. And that's Bike Week and when Rolex comes in, because, you know, Daytona 500 is not too far behind. So, again, congratulations, Andrew. It's really cool to see what you're going through. And we wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you.
All right, Andrew Cadell, we thank you for taking time out. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Kelly Hart, our friend at Yakima Speedway, and he's going to kind of get us caught up to date with what's going on there. So stick with us. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back.